Good afternoon, all you folks at Hathaway Hills. I thank God again for the opportunity to be able to give you this DVD with a message on it. I pray it will encourage our hearts and lead us closer to Christ. Today I'd like to think about, we just got over Christmas, the new year. So today I'd like to think about the beginning and an end. The beginning and an ending. Are you ready for 2020? And more importantly, are you ready for the new heaven and the new earth? And are you ready for Jesus to come back? So there's some really important things to think about. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Dear, I do thank you for this day. I thank you for your love. Lord, as I'm thinking about Christmas, I do thank you for coming to this earth to die for us. Lord, we're just so grateful. I ask that you would help us and show us, Lord, how we can best serve you out of a thankful heart. And Lord, I do ask that you would bless these people in Hathaway Hills, give them strength and give them health. I just ask that you'd help us now as we look into your word, that you would show us, Lord, where we need to change, where we need to mold to be more like you. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to start in Mark 13. Let's start in verse 31, Pastor. Verse 31, it says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father." Verse 33, it says, "Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time of man is." So this is saying heaven and earth is going to pass away. All this stuff we see is going to pass away. Are we ready for that? Are we ready for this to pass away? Or is it too dear to us? Are we so attached to the things of this life that we don't have time for God? Are we so attached that we don't want to think about eternity? Well, this verse is a reminder to us this is going to pass away. This shouldn't be our focus. Amen? Let's go, same chapter. Let's just get back to verse 13. Thinking about enduring till the end. God will give us the strength to endure. Verse 13 says, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." There's going to be an end to this earth. And will we endure? Will we trust God enough to endure? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Will we trust God enough to endure? God's promised to give us the strength. Will we trust Him? Let's see, 2 Corinthians 12, and verse 9, it says, "And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." God's saying to us, "My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness." God can use us. God can work through us if we're trusting His strength and not our own, because we have no strength. Let's go to Hebrews 9, verse 27. We're all going to die. These fleshly bodies are going to pass unless Christ comes to rapture us away. Hebrews 9, verse 27. It says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." This is something we need to share more with the lost, with people that are on the way to hell. Hey, you're going to die. Are you ready to die? And today, as we're thinking about beginning and ending, are we ready for the ending? Are you ready to die? Where are you going when you die? Do you know that for certain? Well, you can. Let's go to John 16:7. You can know for sure. We'll get into that in a little bit, but let's go to John 16 and verse 7. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. It says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." So this is Jesus telling his disciples when he was on earth, "I must go away so the Comforter can come to you. There must be an ending so there could be a new beginning." Jesus had to leave for the Comforter, the gift of the Holy Ghost, to come to us, to indwell us, and to minister to us, and to rebuke us, to show us, and to teach us. Let's go to Revelation 21 and verse 1. I can find it. Revelation 21, verse 1. He says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." A new heaven and a new earth. Wouldn't that be wonderful? One day, if you're saved, if you're a child of God, you're going to receive a new body, a glorified body. No more pain, no more tears. A new heaven, a new earth. For the first heaven, the first earth were passed away. Like we read before, this earth is going to pass away and all the things are there. And are you ready for that? Are you ready for the ending? Are you ready for a new beginning? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5. Go the right way here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now we're getting to thinking about ourselves. This verse is saying, if any man be in Christ. Are you in Christ? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you called out to Him, acknowledging your need of a Savior, and trusting that He did all the work to save you? If you are in Christ, he goes on, he is a new creature. You are a new creature. It says, "Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." That's a beginning. And if you remember that day, which I'm sure you do if you are a child of God, when you put your faith in God, that was a beginning, a true beginning. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What a blessed thing that is. Let's go to Romans 6 and verse 6. Romans 6 and verse 6. Thank God we don't have to serve the old man anymore. We can serve Christ. Romans 6, 6 says, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him." Christ died so that we might live. There had to be that ending of Christ's life temporarily on earth for our new beginning in Christ. Do you have that new heart? Let's go to Matthew 7, verse 7. I'd like you to ask yourself today, do I have a new heart? A new heart from Christ. Has God washed away all my sin with his own blood? Am I a child of God? Matthew 7, 7 says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." So many times in scriptures, God's saying not these exact words, but the same idea, knock, ask, and ye shall receive. This passage goes on talking about, if your son asks you of a fish, would you give him a stone? God's just saying here that if you ask, I want to give. good things to you. God wants to give his gift of eternal life to you. Will you receive it? And it says, ask and it shall be given you. Have you ever asked for it? Have you ever asked for forgiveness? Or maybe you're thinking, I'm too bad, I've done too many evil things. God will forgive you if you but ask and repent. Let's go to Colossians 3, verse 4. I love this verse, Colossians 3, verse 4. It says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. When Christ, who is our life? Christ is our life. And if he's not, he can be. He wants to be, he longs to be. He's saying unto thee, ask, and I will give thee life. Stop living in your sin and turn to Christ. That's what God's saying to you. And it says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. Jesus is coming back, my friends. He's coming back. Are you ready to meet him? Let's go to Revelations 1:8. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. It says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. So we've already seen that Christ is life. And we see here, Jesus himself is saying, I am Alpha and Omega. He's saying the first and the last. The beginning and the ending. This verse is just showing the infinity, if you will, of God. He has been from the beginning, and he will be to the ending, which there's no beginning, no ending with God. But in our understanding, this is just telling us he's always been and always will be. God's always been faithful, and he always will be faithful to fulfill all his promises. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God will fulfill that promise. Will you call on the name of the Lord to be saved if you are not today? And for us as Christians, may we prepare for that ending. Prepare for the time when Jesus comes to snatch us away. Or maybe prepare for the time when God calls us home through death's door. We don't know. But may God help us prepare either to go to heaven, and if you're on your way to hell, God says, ask, and I will give you life. I will spare you from that. I will give you a new life in Christ. Let's pray. Dear, I do thank you for that new life. I thank you for salvation. And Lord, I just ask that if there is one here in this service today that has never cried out to you for salvation, that today would be that day. Lord, you would give them a new life, a new reason to live. Lord, I just ask that you would help us this week as we finish out 2020 and go into 2021. I just ask that you would give us a renewed vision to serve you in this coming year, a renewed vision to see souls saved. Lord, show us opportunities to be a blessing, to be a servant, and to share your word with others. Again, I just ask that you bless these dear people. Lord, I thank you for them. I thank you for their faithfulness and their desire to hear your word preach and to hear your name glorified. And I just ask that you bless them and encourage them this day, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.